Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Chisa Pod. I am Masego Semela, and today I've got a young budding actor. His name is Zola Msizi. He plays the role of Lefa Ndlovu on Vulavala. I had a young telephonic with him. This is what he had to say about his role on the show.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re morning. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Hello Zola, how are you doing today? Welcome to the Chisa Pod.
Hey Masego, it's good to be on this podcast right now. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So first things first, how are you coping with the whole pandemic? Would you say your situation's better? Would you say you're surviving? As an actor, how are things?
It's been tough. It's been pretty tough. Because our job is physical. I have to meet the casting director. I have to go to auditions. I have to go to castings. I have to be on set and interact with people. That is our job. So the moment you shut off the physical part of it, it becomes very hard to do anything. Therefore, we had to rely on innovation and being somebody who does a self-tape, or you guys are now trying to create mini web series to still keep things going, so that even though you're not getting paid, but at least you don't become rusty on your craft. But it's strange how this pandemic is turning around, because there's a lot of good that came from it. Case in point, Vulavala.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So what do you mean some good came out of it? Vulavala, please explain or elaborate more. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, Vulavala is the new drama series that is playing on Zansi Magic every Sunday at 8 p.m. It has been the most beautiful thing that has come out of this pandemic for actors, upcoming actors, because it was an opportunity where we are able to now audition and have an opening in the industry, something that's very hard to come by. And it's created so many doors for me. It has opened so many doors. It has introduced me, my character, to South Africa. And I'm realizing that even though we were given lemons, we still came out with lemonade at the end of the day. We still got the dreams that we wanted, you know, we still were able to achieve. A lot of people got their own personal goals that they wanted to do achieved. You know, they were able to relax, rest, be with family and all of those things. And for me, Vulavala has been... it's just been amazing. It's been one hell of an opportunity, because of the fact that I know that if pandemic didn't happen, chances are I was not going to be able to get this audition or get this role and propel my career forward. So that is what I mean when I say Vulavala has really become the lemonade to the lemons we've been given.
Oh, wow. I guess the pandemic was not entirely bad for everyone. So how would you say life was on set, shooting in the pandemic? Was it easy, difficult? Just paint a picture of how it was on set.
Hey, yo, it's tough. Like, think about it. There are regulations that we have to have. Therefore, you have to consistently be thinking, all right, I'm not on set right now. I have to wear a mask. Now, obviously, there's those on and off things, you know, where it's like, oh, hey, you're like, it's your scene now. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. And when you get there, they're like, okay, we're going to have to wait for a second because art has to do that, or makeup or wardrobe has to do that. And now it's just like, okay, now I'm waiting. I have to wear a mask. Now I have to take it off because I have to do my scene, and then I have to put it on. It's just like there's so many nitty gritty things that you have to watch out for. Because you're really trying to be safe while doing your job. And it's very difficult with us, because if you're doing an office job, it's a lot easier because you can just be in your space, have your mask on. But when you have to interact with like about 50 people on set at the same time, it becomes very difficult now, because you can't really be 100% careful. There's too many variables to the equation. We had to watch out for those. We had to have a limited amount of crew and cast so that we do not break any laws. And that's also difficult on its own because it's just like we need more hands on deck, but we can't because of this. So now we have to work basically twice as hard as we should. And we also have a deadline on top of that. It's been quite insane, but at the same time, I've learned so much because I've worked with legends who I've watched growing up, and these are the same people who are now my colleagues and are able to teach me on the spot about A, B, and C and what I should and should not do with my career. So it has been quite a huge up and down, but a blessing that I could never stop being thankful for.
That is something else. Oh my word, I can't even imagine that. Okay. So if that's the case, you guys had to watch out for this, make sure that you are sanitizing, basically adhering to all the regulations. Were you scared at some point that you might contract the virus? And if you were, how did you, let's say, COVID from happening ever?
I was. I am not even going to lie about that. I was. And it was just like, you consistently look at the probabilities, like, chances are this person has met in the last 24 hours their own 100 people. I've met my own 100. Like, the numbers accumulate. So the chances are getting higher and higher the more people you see. But it's always, look, put on your mask if you're not doing anything that needs you to not have your mask on. One. Two, do sanitize, because we had sanitizing stations everywhere. We'd also do the whole checkup thing, the temperatures and all of that. The moment you walk into the gate, the amount of people who are going in on set are regulated so that we know that we are adhering to everything that we need to. And it was just like, oh, okay, that made me feel more at ease. And it's also easier when you have a green room where you can just, you know, have a little hideout spot of yours when you're not doing anything so that you can remain safe and all of that. So as much as I was scared, I knew that I was in good hands because things were handled well and we worked as a team and it was beautiful, man. It was just incredible.
And I'm glad you feel okay. Right, so now let's talk about your character, Lefa. Lefa is hiding behind the shadow of his father's greatness, right? And he's hiding his sexuality. Tell me more about that and how are you finding acting out that role?
Ooh. Now you see that guy, that Lefa guy. Oh, that man is a lot. That man is a lot, eh? There's so many other elements that you guys are still going to see that are going to unfold, which I can't obviously reveal now. But I found that I was a lot more ignorant than I thought. It's easy to look at something from the outside and have your own perspective. But you can only have a judgment and only have a say when you've gone through the same thing, you know, when you're in the shoes of the person that you are now trying to judge. And it's just tough. It's heartbreaking, as a matter of fact, to play a character that is in so much pain on a daily basis, trying his best to impress his dad, but still coming off short every time, going about it the wrong way, and using so many substances and distractions to not face the fact that you're not who you say you are in public. You're living a lie. You're not living your truth, which is painful. And that's something that I wish no one has to go through. The fact that you have to hide who you are, live as someone else every day, that is just consistent pain for me. And I could never imagine having to go through that every day, you know. I couldn't imagine it until I had to do the character and I realized this is a lot tougher than it looks. Having to, especially in the society that we live in, it's very difficult to just be you. Because society says, be you, live freely. And then when you do, they're like, no, not like that. We don't mean like that. Live the way that we want to see you. You know, and I even did a video on my IGTV speaking out about it and speaking out about the fact that this character is not only affecting me as an individual on how I'm learning, but it has changed the circle around me. I'm seeing people respond to me differently. I'm seeing people distance themselves. I'm seeing a lot of subtle homophobia. And it's just been, it's been strange. It's been a strange experience, but I've started to notice that we have a long way to go to educate people that we don't have to judge people because of things that have nothing to do with us. If somebody's living their life, let them live their life and let them be happy. Bring kindness and peace and good energy in every way, shape, and form.
Gosh, that sounds so deep. So how did you research for the role? How did you make sure that you do execute your character and do right by your character? Did you find it hard? What did you find hard? What did you find challenging? What would you say you're still trying to get right now?
Actually, no. No, it was not difficult. Reason being, I have been an open-minded person for as long as I can remember. I have had a lot of gay friends around me that have really educated me when it comes to the LGBTQ community, and it has taught me a lot. One of my best friends is gay, and every time I sit with him, I learn more and more, because I think the ignorance comes from shutting down somebody who's gay just because of your view on who's gay. And it's sad that if you just sit down and listen, you would learn so much. And everything that I know, I've been taught directly from my gay friends. And the most difficult thing, though, is I can know all of this and all of that and be open-minded and all until I have to actually, you know, be in the scene. The most difficult thing was obviously having to kiss a guy. And it was like, I did have about a 10-minute anxiety attack because I was trying to convince myself that you're doing your job. Don't allow other people who are going to judge you after this to control how you do your job. And when I got back in there, I was like, listen, for the next 12 hours while I'm on set, I am Lefa, I am not Zola. Therefore, what my character requires from me, I need to do. And when I step off set, I am Zola again. And I've taken a lot of backlash. I'm not going to lie, I've taken a lot of backlash. There's been a lot of homophobic jokes and subtle remarks that have been given. And I've been at the receiving end of all of these things, you know. And obviously, it doesn't only affect me, but my family as well. My friends around me as well, who have to now defend me, or if not defend me, stand tall for me. And it's just been very sad, the response that I've gotten from people that I didn't think I'd get it from. But I've learned so much that I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. I was doubtful at first because I was so scared of the things that people are going to say and how it's going to be perceived and received by people. But now I'm grateful because the people that I am representing are happy. They are happy that they have an ally. They are happy that they have somebody who is going to listen, who is mindful of how they feel and who they are, and is respectful of that. I would say I took a W with this one. I was scared at first, but I'm more than grateful that I took this opportunity.
It's sad that you had to go through that, and you're still going through that, but it's a good thing that you're seeing this as a win. What's sad about this whole thing is that even in 2020, people are still homophobic. So with your role, would you say you're having fun with it now that you've already crossed the barriers or the hurdles, such as kissing a man? Would you say you're having fun with it now? And would you be able to do anything that you are thrown with when it comes to like your character on Vulavala? And what are your most precious moments? What do you enjoy more being on set? And who are you vibing with? You spoke about working with legends. Who would you say you're vibing with, and who would you say this person has been with you through thick and thin regarding your role?
You know, the sad thing is the fact that homophobia is just like racism is taught. You don't just wake up being homophobe. You don't just wake up being racist. You have to be taught. And there's so many elements that come into play when it comes to that. Toxic masculinity, of course. Being in an area or in a space where the people around you feed you all of this. Feed you all of this fear. Feed you all of this hate. And you start being a sponge and taking it in. Because I remember before I had gay friends, I also had this form of homophobia because I was taught as a kid that the only form of love is a man and a woman. That's it. That's straight down the middle, nothing else, you know. And I was also fed that, if you have a gay friend, it's some contagious thing for some reason that you're going to become gay just because you have gay friends. I'm like, this makes no sense now. When I'm older, I'm like, how did I believe this? How dumb was I as a child to believe that this is like some disease that if you touch me while you're gay, I'm going to turn gay as well, you know? And it's really sad that this thing is still being done now. That there are so many kids who can come out but can't because they see the area that they're around and the fact that they will be hated beyond anything if they are coming out as gay. So that's why the characters of Lefa are existing, because you can't really live your life because you're seen as this image, and if you change, people are not gonna, you know, like that change. It has been a roller coaster, but at this point, I would say that I have enjoyed the role. It has taken me out of my comfort zone, something that I enjoy doing because that is where you learn. That is where you grow, and that is how you become better. Nothing grows in the shade, you know. I've done a lot with this character that I never imagined I would as my entrance to the industry, but it was needed so that I know how far I'm willing to go as an actor. How far am I willing to take my career, and how determined and focused I am about this character itself and my career itself. And yeah, man, it's been wild. There's still a lot of twists and turns that are going to come, plot twists and all of those things. And yeah, my character is going to grow even more and more as the show goes, hopefully season two we're able to do even better. Anyway, my rock in all of this, as much as I would love to say it has been my best friend Menzi, it has been people around me on set and all of those, I've been grateful at the fact that they've been such a good vibe, a good energy for me to work around and be educated by. But I would say it is my mom. Because after every emotional scene, every hurtful thing that I have to process in order to invoke a certain emotion out of me, I consult with her. Because I know that I'm drawing from a very deep place, and she knows all of my issues. The therapy sessions that I've had to go through, the talks that I've had to have with her. The traumas that I've gotten, you know, my dad and I are not really seeing eye to eye, and it's something we're working on now, and I've been drawing from that as well, because my character does not see eye to eye with his dad, and it was like, it's a very personal thing now, that I am living something that I really live in real life, and it's been so therapeutic, because I've been dealing with a lot of underlying issues that I didn't realize were still there. I even called my dad, we talked, and I told him A, B, and C is something that I wish we could have done and all of the things, but now is the time to mend. Let's fix. We still do have time, let's do that. You know, it's really no point crying over spilled milk, so let's work something out now and move forward. So I would say my mom has really helped me down, and I'm grateful for the words of wisdom and kindness that she's given me to be able to keep pushing, even though I sometimes I was just so tired. I was like, I don't know if I can make it till the end. She's just been there consistently, and my little sister has seen me as this person who can do anything, and I always feel obliged to make sure that any time she speaks about her older brother, it's always good vibes. It's always positive. It's always, my brother is amazing. My brother has done A, B, and C, but he still makes time for me. He still loves me regardless.
That is so deep. And it's a good thing that you have a reference point when it comes to being able to execute your character and the fact that he's not seeing eye to eye with your father. I hope you and your father in real life sort out your issues and maybe reconnect or rekindle the relationship that you guys need to have. Second last question, and thank you for this interview. Where to from here? Where would you like to see yourself in the next? I know it's a weird question. People don't like being asked this question. But what are your dreams and aspirations when it comes to, like, acting? Would you like to be on a very big production one day? And what kind of production would it be? And what's your ultimate dream role? Which role would you say you'd like to maybe play one day?
I trust and believe that we will. We will. I mean, any relationship requires patience, love, and hard work. And if we keep on putting that in, we're definitely going to be all right. We're definitely going to be all right. Yeah, it is a very tricky question to ask. It is a very tricky question to ask. I also am not a fan of the question, but my response always is, I'm more focused on what I need to do now to get to that point. Yes, I do want to win a SAFTA. Yes, I do want to win an Oscar one day. Yes, I do want to work on big productions. I want to be a household name one day. But at the moment, I'm just like, if I focus too much on that, I don't enjoy the little achievements that I'm getting now. Okay, this is not little, of course, but like the little steps forward. I can't even focus on them. I can't appreciate them because all I'm thinking is the bigger picture, the roles that I want to get, this and that. And then you tend to forget that where you are right now used to be your dream and goal. So enjoy it, savor it, be within it. And if you consistently enjoy the little moments, you know, the little achievements, they will propel you to have those big achievements, to know how hard you've worked from this point to that dream that you've been trying to get. But yeah, man, I'm a huge nerd, as much as it doesn't seem like it. I am a huge nerd, and I have always dreamt of being in the Marvel universe, the MCU. I've been dreaming of that, and even Chadwick Boseman's death hit harder than I thought it would, because of the fact that I really dreamt of one day working with him, seeing his work, seeing how he was able to do all that he did in battling colon cancer for 4 years. It was incredible. It was inspiring. And it's just like, I'm sad that I never got to work with this man who told so many black stories. And it's something that I want to do. That is something that I want to give out to the universe, that I want to play different roles that are something that are all something that I'm not used to, something that I have not lived. I want to be in the shoes of other people, because I feel like if this world had more empathy in it, we'd show so much more love. We'd be so far ahead. And for me, it's just like, for you to be able to play out another person's life, you have to have empathy enough to listen, to want to learn, to know that you're ignorant because you're not in the shoes of this person or this group of people, and you need to be there to experience how they live so that you can understand how they live and what they do and why they do what they do. But yeah, at this moment in time, I am just within prayer and hard work. Whatever roles comes my way, I am willing. I am able, and I know that this is exactly what I've dreamt of, and it needs me to 100% commit.
Impressive. So any parting words? What would you like to tell the younger, aspiring actors? And we'll keep it locked. We'll keep watching you on TV and hopefully see where your path to greatness takes you.
Prayer and hard work go hand in hand. Praying without working makes no sense in any way, shape or form. Same as manifesting, you can only manifest if you are putting in the work towards this manifestation you're trying to do. So as much as you feel that you are manifesting, please do the work. Work finds people that work. That is a quote directly from Owami, who plays Owami on the show. Work finds people who work, and your dreams are valid. Your dreams are very valid. I think that is probably what I would say. Patience and hard work always lead to success. Just put in the work, be patient. There's about 1,000 no's before that one yes. So trust and believe, before I got this one yes, I've been getting no's for the past 6 years. It's been quite a journey, but I'm here now, and it seems that all of those no's don't even matter, because this one yes is the one that's changing my life. That is the exact advice I would love to give to everyone who is trying to be where I am. Be patient. It takes time. Success is never an overnight thing. It's like building a house. You put a brick each and every day, and you'll end up with a house. It might seem stupid when you start, but when you finish, you realize why you needed to be patient.
Thank you so much for this, for taking time away from your busy schedule to have this interview with me. I truly appreciate it. Thanks, Zola.
Of course, it is a pleasure to have done this interview. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you for just the beautiful words that you've been giving, and I appreciate every second that we've spent on this interview. Thank you so much.